What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, December 9th, 2016. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. And we have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three of our program today. So getting right into it. There was over in Wisconsin, a federal judge has refused to halt the recount there, saying that the recount isn't going to change anything anyway, so why complicate things? So far, Wisconsin is 82% complete, and Clinton had only gained 61 votes. So it's not going to change anything there. We're still waiting to hear about what's going on up there in Pennsylvania. Over in Michigan, of course, the big stink there, and still not even being mentioned by the corporate national TV news or hardly anybody else, is they uncovered massive, massive evidence of election fraud, an attempt to rig the recount to the point where half of Detroit was declared invalid for the recount because of all these ballot boxes where the number of ballots in the ballot boxes did not match the paperwork. And all of this election fraud favored Hillary Clinton. And it proves Donald Trump was right when he expressed his concerns about the honesty and accuracy of the election. And remember how the Corbyn media jumped, "How dare you say our elections are, it's impossible to rig the national elections." Except, of course, for Russia, they're doing it all the time. That's what we were getting from the White House. Now, one good piece of news coming on out of Michigan, because of all the massive fraud they've discovered, Michigan's House has just passed a very strict voter ID bill. We're going to start seeing the pushback to all this nonsense about how you have to have a driver's license to drive and you have to show ID to get your social services. But when you vote, no ID is required. You don't have to prove you're a citizen and eligible and everything. It's a big, big, big pushback going on that one. Michigan is also examining ways that they could subject Jill Stein to civil forfeiture to help recover some of the costs of this recount, because it's been hugely expensive. Money that could have gone to do things, like replace the water system down there in Flint, Michigan. And they're looking for a way to demand that she compensate them for the costs. Now, it looks like this party is still not over, even though the recounts have failed and there is still a gigantic gap between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in the Electoral College. They're still pushing that the electors have every single right to do what's best for the country and vote for Hillary Clinton and put her on in. And some of these various electors in various states are filing lawsuits to basically overturn the laws in their state, saying you have to vote according to the will of the people in your state. Well, I mean, if the electors are just going to be allowed to vote for whoever they've been bribed to vote for, why even hold a popular vote at all? If they're just going to turn around and say, well, we don't care, you know, what you voters actually voted for. It's up to us now. We'll choose the rulers and the leaders. What do you think this is, a democracy? But this still isn't over. We've got to make it to December 20th here. Story out of Global Research, a carefully planned operation to prevent President-elect Donald Trump's accession to the White House. And they're pointing out not only this botched recount effort, the death threats on the electors, and these very liberal PR firms that are out there trying to sell this idea that it's okay for the electors to betray the will of the voters, and pointing out, and you probably already noticed this, an attempt by the corporate media to demonize and discredit Trump before he's even stepped in the Oval Office, and worse, to imply he's a Manchurian candidate, he's really working for the Russians. They're back there pushing that Cold War propaganda. Russia rigged the election. Russia is behind Donald Trump. Russia is behind all of those independent media websites, those evil, evil, evil commies. Psst, the commies are gone. All right, those evil, evil, evil Russians. And it's not going to get a lot of traction for a very simple reason. The younger generation has grown up without the benefit of a public education system that propagandized them constantly about how evil the communists were. And I remember when I was in public school, in the social studies and looking in the books and all these cartoons about just how terrible the Soviet Union was and how you could, you didn't even want to be near them because you'd get cooties or something like that. And it was laid on pretty thick to the point where even at that young age, I was saying, yeah, this is just way, way, way over the top. Now, Michael Moore has chimed in yet again, and he is predicting Donald Trump will not become president. He's saying 6 weeks is a lot of time. Now, 6 weeks obviously goes past the Electoral College, which meets in just 10 days. So Moore is out there essentially predicting Donald Trump is going to be assassinated. And they're out there pushing this idea that the Electoral College should be given the freedom to just vote for whoever they want to and ignore the voters in their respective states. And Hillary's supporters are still out there saying, well, she won the popular vote. Well, she won the popular vote. Folks, look what they're discovering up in Michigan. We don't actually know how many real, genuine, legal votes Hillary Clinton got. VoteFraud.org and TrueTheVote.org are both estimating a minimum of 3 million non-citizens voted in this election. They weren't supposed to, and they were all voting out of those sanctuary cities in California and every place where voter ID laws had been overturned by DNC lawyers all during the year. We don't really know. Now, Barack Obama has come on out and ordered a full review into allegations Russia hacked the 2016 election and says we're going to even go back all the way to the 2008 election. We know those Russians are out there. Mind you, this is all coming from the same people who told you Saddam had nuclear weapons. And if Obama wants to know about hacking the U.S. election, he should really look a little closer to home. Michigan to start would be a good place. And the Department of Homeland Security, Georgia, is still furious that somebody from the Department of Homeland Security was trying to hack in to their statewide voter information system for some reason. And they're reiterating, the Department of Homeland Security does not have permission from the state of Georgia to be mining or altering data in their statewide election system. So we're going to take a second here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. And then we're going to take a couple of phone calls here. Bob in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I think I'm going to start writing the Trump campaign, the Trump people, to nominate you to head a blue ribbon commission for electoral reform.
Oh, boy, I would love that job. Well, I'm going to be pushing for electoral reform anyway, and I don't have to be part of Trump's administration to do it. We've got 2 years before the next midterm election to get this mess sorted out. And I'm, you know, I've got a good foundation for a plan. I'm not going to promise a cheat-proof election, but I can promise a system that makes cheating very, very hard as opposed to the current one, which is designed to not only facilitate election theft, but to help conceal it as well.
You know, I know. I love your ideas, especially yesterday you mentioned in our call the point system. That's great. We'll just do away with these Electoral College voters and just base it on a point system. For example, you know, whatever the Electoral College votes add up to in each state, the way it is today, but you know, do away with the actual voters, the Electoral College voters. Have a point system.
Well, I think that, again, one of the reasons for the Electoral College was so that politically aware people could block a populist demagogue from taking the White House. Remember when the Electoral College was set up? Okay,
yeah.
We're talking about a time when the majority of Americans were really not very educated. They didn't have any kind of media to be paying attention to what politicians were doing. They were mostly living in rural areas, working on farms, and they were nowhere near as sophisticated and worldly as we are today. So that was the reason for that mechanism to be there, as well as to balance the effect of the election between the general population and the giving equal weight to the states as well. So there's a legitimate reason for that mechanism, but in this case it's being perverted, which is why the Founding Fathers also put in that provision where if Congress concludes the Electoral College has not acted in good faith, they can overrule them. And we may actually see that happen with all of this nonsense.
You know, Mike, I wanted to let all you and all your listeners know that on RT today, tomorrow, and Sunday, they're going to be showing on their website John Pilger's new film, The Coming War on China, which will be very interesting regarding the whole all the U.S. bases. He says 400 that are now surrounding China, like a necklace. So I think people should look out for that. And it's interesting, in an interview he did yesterday, he mentioned FDR's father, John Kerry's grandfather, drug runners of opium from China. So this has been going on, narcocracy, for so long, going back to the opium wars. And also, Peter Dale Scott has done some great work regarding Afghanistan and Latin America and, you know, of course, Vietnam before Afghanistan. So this has been going on in this country for, you know, more than a century.
Oh, yeah. I mean, illicit substances are always favored by people as a very compact, portable store of wealth. The Skull and Bones fraternity at Yale University, through which so many of our presidents and CIA have gone through, was actually initially founded on opium money. The official name of the Skull and Bones fraternity is the Russell Trust, and the Russell family fortune was made growing opium here in the United States. It was a legal crop at the time. They would then sell that opium to the British, and the British in turn would sell it to China, which did trigger that war over Britain's right to sell opium to the Chinese people, which ultimately led to the collapse of the imperial government and the rise of communism in China. We had the CIA bringing in heroin from Vietnam inside the body bags of the dead. We certainly know about Iran-Contra, cocaine coming up from Central America. I mean, the biggest drug smuggler in the country is the country. And that's a reality people are finally beginning to wake up to. It is a narcocracy. When you are engaging in illegal activity on that kind of a scale, you can acquire enough money to buy your way to the heights of whatever government you're in. Now, I do have to tip my hat to the people of Colombia, because some years ago they succeeded in actually putting their own president on trial for being a drug lord. Unfortunately, he was acquitted, but at least they had the gonadal tissue to actually try.
Yeah, Pilger had said that drug money basically from the opium trade basically financed the railroads in this country and also helped build Lowell, Massachusetts, which I'd never heard of before. I never heard, you know, that these cases. But it's incredible. But pursuant to what we were talking about yesterday about the U.S. being a third world country, I saw an article about civil forfeiture, and it's funny. If it wasn't, it would be funny if it wasn't so sad. You have these police chiefs and district attorneys. This one police chief in Michigan spent $75,000 of that forfeited assets for a tanning salon for his wife. And he spent another $40,000 on marijuana, alcohol, and prostitutes. This was an article by Mark Nessman. I mean, this is where it's going to.
I know. It's out of control. I mean, we're hearing about, you know, police officers and police chiefs, the higher-ups, you know, driving around in very expensive supercars. And, oh, well, we confiscated this from somebody who may have been a drug lord. We're not really sure, but we took the car anyway. And the original idea of civil forfeiture was to provide a legal framework for the government to strip massive amounts of wealth from the really large criminals. And unfortunately, it got perverted into a policing-for-profit scam by law enforcement across the country. And in many cases, they literally didn't have any choice, because as civil forfeiture became more widespread, city governments said, well, you know, they can make money off of civil forfeiture. We're going to cut the budget to the civil police and spend the money on something else, like a new artwork for the lawn in front of the state capitol or something. And so it just really declined from there. But it is completely, totally out of control, to the point where right now the uniformed police in the United States of America are stealing more from law-abiding Americans than the muggers and thieves and burglars put together.
Yeah. Last thing, Mike, and I'll let you go. I always appreciate your book recommendations, so please keep them coming. I just want to recommend one. If you had read it before, it's called The Negotiator by Frederick Forsyth, and it really gets into the mind of this chairman of a military contractor who fears is that his company's profits will be deeply impacted by this president who's negotiating a disarmament agreement with the then Soviet Union. It's kind of interesting. So you can check that out. But
we can look at that definitely. I mean, just to insert a little historical note, when Kennedy and Khrushchev were trying to ratchet down tensions between the United States and the Soviet Union, that was when Francis Gary Powers got shot down, which gave the Russian hardliners the excuse to say, we're going to ramp it back up and we're going to be militant and we're going to do this. And certainly it made the U.S. defense establishment very, very happy. They didn't want peace with Russia. The Cold War was very, very profitable. They could crank out any junk at all, charge huge amounts of money for it, knowing that the weapons were never actually going to be used anyway. So it was just this gigantic scam. And Kennedy did express at one point in his writings his thought that Francis Gary Powers' aircraft may have been sabotaged. Because the U-2 flew much higher than the Russian missiles could hit. But the story is that apparently something caused Powers' U-2 to flame out while it was over Russia. And at that altitude, a restart is impossible. You had to glide the U-2 down lower into the atmosphere where the air was thicker, where you could restart the engine and then climb back to altitude. And it was while he was at that lower altitude attempting a restart that he got hit.
I think that was just to correct you, I think that was Eisenhower was in office. I think they basically forced the cancellation of the upcoming summit.
Yeah, you are correct. Yeah, that was Eisenhower.
Mike, do you believe I listen to Eustace Mullins a lot about regarding the Fed, but I saw a video of his where he said World War II was prolonged, especially in the Pacific theater. The U.S. should have gone right to Japan. Instead, they were island hopping. And it was prolonged for the bankers. Do you agree with that?
I would not be surprised at all. Look at the history of Vietnam. I mean, they were just out there bombing empty fields and grinding up munitions so that they could get more tax money from the American people. Wars are the bankers' richest harvest of debt, and the longer the war goes on, the more the bankers are going to make. There really wasn't any purpose to that island hopping, especially in hindsight when you consider that the war was finished off, with that with the atomic bombs. And it was also, of course, about establishing those islands as U.S. territories to bring them under U.S. control. And many of them still are.
They were also doing it in Italy, too, like, going to Sicily and then Italy. Why not just go, right to the source, Berlin, for that matter. So, if it's so they were doing it in both the European and the Pacific theater, according to Mullins, that is.
Well, remember Desert Storm when they went in from Kuwait and, they were in there spending all that money and grinding up all the munitions. Somebody said, why don't you go to Baghdad? Why don't you go to Baghdad? No, we'll stop here. So, a few years later, they get to fight that war all over again and spend more money and, put the American people deeper into debt to those private central banks. And again, I've got this article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, that really kind of lays out what that link is all about.
I'm afraid about this whole cashless society and the bankers. The bankers want more control. This is their wet dream. I think if Trump fails to get these manufacturing jobs back, these middle class jobs, then most people aren't going to have much money in the bank anyway, and they're not going to care what happens to the accounts of those that do have money in the banks. So I think it looks pretty. They're basically using India now as a test case, like they used Cyprus on the bail-in. I'm worried. I think with most people, especially these young kids, they're going to have the attitude, who cares? Take control of these people's money. They have enough money anyway.
It's what they're used to growing up. They're not old enough to remember that there was a different way of doing things long ago that actually did work better. And the problem with that whole cashless society is it's being done to lock the wealth into the banks so that in the event of a bank failure, people can't go and get their money back out. There's no way to get the money into your own hand so the bankers can keep it. And, and when it goes, it's going to leave the entire population absolutely penniless. But the people behind these plans don't really care. They're just all about looking after their own wealth in the short term. And they're on their way to a global implosion of this whole private central banking system. Bob, got to let you go here. Got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twist is steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
To the show here. And I just got an email from a viewer on BAM user. Yes, I'm wearing my Hillary for Prison t-shirt, and the prison falls off the bottom of the screen. No, I have not become a Hillary supporter. If you know anything about me, you know that I have been a Hillary opposer for 22 years now, and with darned good reason. I'm not likely to change anytime soon. Let's go back to the phones. Richard in Mississippi, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You know about that recount? If Hillary Clinton keeps this up, she's going to destroy the legitimacy of the whole entire U.S. government.
Well, yeah, she is. I mean, and a lot of people on both sides of the aisle are already saying that the public image of the United States is just being, you know, destroyed by all of this nonsense. And it's certainly undermining confidence in the election system in the minds of the American people. Which is why I think, you know, this is the opportunity to stand up and demand an open, verifiable, honest election system. And it is possible to do. But our current election system is intentionally designed to facilitate and conceal election fraud, because that's what keeps the establishment in power.
There's one thing I want to add, Mike. I think Donald Trump will have 2 to 4 years to help clean this election system up, and he needs all the help he can get. He can't do it all by himself to ensure an honest election system.
Well, no, he can't. Donald Trump can't do anything all by himself. And that's why I keep telling everybody, getting Trump into the White House on January 20th is not the end of our effort. It's the beginning. Our job is actually going to become much harder because he's facing an obstructionist Congress. He's facing an adversarial media. We're seeing our entire federal government behave like spoiled children and just throwing tantrums. And everything that they're doing is all about saving face and their ego and getting back and revenge and gotchas. And there's virtually nothing left over for them to actually think about what's good for the country. So we, the American people, are going to have to stand shoulder to shoulder with President Trump and basically back him up with whatever changes he needs to make. We're going to have to stand there and glare at the senators and representatives and say, you represent us. You work for us. We, the people, are your boss. And if you forget that, we're going to do to you next election what we did to Hillary this election. Okay? And all of this caterwauling about how it should be illegal to criticize the government, that's ridiculous. The government are our employees. We, the people, are the boss. Read that Constitution. And like any boss anywhere, we not only have a right to criticize poor job performance by our employees, we have a right, when necessary, to fire them. And we need to all remember that. The government is not our master. It's not our ruler. It's our employee. They're supposed to remember they're public servants, servants of the public, not public masters.
I think that's all, Mike.
All right. All right, thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to let you go. And I'm trying to get some updates on what else is going on with all this recount stuff. Funny little story coming out of the Daily Caller. Apparently, PR firms that worked with Hillary Clinton are now canceling all their Christmas parties. They're just so depressed. They're so traumatized. They're so upset. Oh, we can't get into the Christmas spirit with Donald Trump going to the White House, you know. How grinchy can you get? Little factoid you might want to remember, Donald Trump won this election spending less than half the money that Hillary Clinton did. He paid $66 million out of his own pocket. Hillary had twice as much money plus the election fraud, and she still lost. Now, out in California, a student succeeded in getting a video of a professor literally describing the election of Donald Trump as an act of terrorism and repeating that nonsense about how Trump is a white supremacist and Trump is evil and Trump smells bad and he dresses funny and his hair is fake and all these other talking points, all of which have been completely discredited. Donald Trump was in public life for 30 years before he ran it against Hillary Clinton. Nobody called him a racist. Nobody called him a woman hater. It was all made up by Hillary Clinton and supported by the real media. Registered trademark. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I want to step on back with some updates on this whole recount nonsense. Out in Nevada, which is a state that Hillary won, their partial recount resulted in just 15 votes being changed. Way too short to force a statewide recount. So that's now over and done with. Over in Pennsylvania, the judge who's hearing that case has now said he will have a decision on Monday. Everybody was expecting the decision today. It's now being put off until Monday. And as for that lawsuit down in Florida, there's no update on that. But at this point, it is becoming very obvious that this attempt to paralyze these three states and keep them out of the Electoral College has failed miserably. And so now the big push is going to be on to hijack the Electoral College a move that will be so overt and obvious, it's going to outrage the American people. And again, Hillary Clinton seems perfectly comfortable with the fact that she could ignite a civil war in this country with this nonsense. But no sacrifice is too great to anoint Empress Hillary the First. Yes, there'll be blood, but that's a sacrifice I am willing to make. All right, let's go back to the phones. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, what's the chances of that judge having a pillow sitting on his porch in the morning?
having what sitting on his porch, a horse's head?
No, a pillow.
They've already over in Pennsylvania, they're starting to find the same kind of attempts to rig the recount that they found all over Michigan. At this point, I would almost think that the corporate media and the government would shut this Jill Stein nonsense down. Because it is running the risk of destroying the credibility of our election system in the eyes of the American people. And remember, that illusion that somehow we are still in control of this nation is what convinces most Americans to sit quietly as the abuse continues to pile on. You know, with civil forfeiture, forced vaccinations, this is what you voted for. You voted for all this in the last election, so just sit down and send in your tax money and give us your children for wars. And remember, this is what you wanted because that's what the voting machine said. And
see,
if they
don't
destroy
care,
that
Mike,
illusion.
They don't care about the country, Mike. They're globalists. They don't want borders, so they don't care. Look at the wars they caused and the death. They don't care.
Yeah, but the New World Order needs the U.S. military as its enforcer, as its button men. If the U.S. descends into a civil war, it's going to balkanize the United States, not make it part of some grand global government experiment. I mean, the globalists have botched this so badly. Europe is coming apart. The United States, if Hillary continues on this nonsense with the Electoral College, risks a civil war. This refugee experiment is a complete, utter failure. And again, it goes back to that founding principle of the liberal political philosophy that you can control what's in people's mind by controlling the environment around them. That is their core belief. They believe in it as strongly as the Scientologists believe in Xenu. And it's just as bogus. And that's why they keep making these huge, devastating mistakes and disasters. But it's always somebody else's fault.
Hey, Mike, did you notice the color Hillary was wearing when she was giving off that we got to go after fake news? It was the color purple again. So, you know, this is not over yet.
Yeah, she's sending that signal, the imperial purple. I mean, it's definitely kind of a weird situation out there. But by the way, did you notice how tired and haggard she looks compared to when she was the day before the election? She's not looking good. Either she's cut the budget for the hair and the makeup or everything, or her health is really beginning to deteriorate, which is something.
That's why she doesn't have 4 years left, Mike.
Yeah, I think so.
70 years old, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, some people are still young and I mean, you know, look at Buzz Aldrin, 95. I'm sorry, John Glenn, 95.
I just don't think she has the stamina to do this for another 4 years after Trump, you know. That's a long time, and I think that she can't wait. She's that kind of person. I think she...
You know, it could be, you know, let me float something even more dangerous. If she is aware that her medical condition means she only has a few more months to live anyway, then she obviously wouldn't care if a civil war got started by what she's doing. She just wants to stand up there, be inaugurated as the first woman president of the United States of America to go into the history books. And after that, if the country falls apart, she doesn't care anymore because she's not going to be around.
Which makes her extremely dangerous, her and her group right now. Very dangerous person these people are. And you
yes.
can see it when they take somebody out of their car and they beat them up because they think they're Trump supporters. You know, like we said, it's a cult, and people should shun these people. Anybody who voted for Hillary shouldn't even talk to them, period. I know it's hard to say, but, you know, these people are either stupid or they're part of that neoliberal Marxist group. That's it.
Well, the vast majority of Hillary supporters are what Stalin termed as useful idiots. you know, they're excited, they're enthusiastic, they believe the slogans and the jingles. They have absolutely no clue what's really going on, but they'll go on out there and, you know, do what needs to be done, the dirty work to serve the agenda. And it really is very scary to see that happening in the United States. I mean, Hillary's campaign basically was mirroring a lot of Adolf Hitler's rise to power, the brown shirt tactics especially. And now she's out there talking about the digital equivalent of book burning.
Yeah, you have a mixture of a Stalin, Hitler type of, you know, useful idiot and brown shirts blended in.
It's not a mixture. It's a standard recipe for tyrants. And it doesn't matter who's
dangerous
at the top, and it doesn't matter what they claim their political ideology is. It's the way these people always wind up operating, because it's the only way they can get what they want over a population that, if given a moment to think about it, is going to reject the whole position.
And if you look how dangerous and stupid these people are, just look at that Schiff guy from California about how they're pushing this Russian propaganda against when Tucker Carlson was talking on Fox News. It was just this is the kind of rhetoric they'll throw around. And it's extremely dangerous, Mike.
Well, it would be dangerous if we didn't realize that it really is a gigantic load of USDA choice bovine excrement. And that's the problem the corporate media and the government are facing right now, is nobody believes what they say anymore. And that's the uphill battle they're fighting. There's no way they can gain back that trust, because everything that they're doing right now only further erodes that trust, because all they can do is come up with another lie. You know, whatreallyhappened.com is working for the Russian propaganda ministry, or Donald Trump is a Manchurian candidate, and so forth. They can't start telling the truth. All they can do is lie again, and with each new lie, they're only cutting their own throats in terms of their credibility.
And Paul Craig Roberts, I mean, come on, right there. You know, they're out of control.
They are. They're in a panic. What's going on is a panic. And I've seen a lot of articles on the net about, you know, here comes the crackdown, and they're going to roll the tanks in and, you know, set fire to your servers and everything. No, it really feels more like it's a panic. It's disorganized and it's thrashing around. And I'll give you another example why I recognize it. And it goes, I wrote this on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, but just real brief. In the early days of computer animation, you know, real Hollywood, the established power, the established name families and everything, viewed us all as, you know, a bunch of kids with some whiz-bang tricks, and occasionally they're useful and everything, but they're not a threat to the Hollywood establishment. They're still outsiders. And then there was that watershed moment of Jurassic Park, when all of a sudden everybody realized, oh, wow, what we used to do is now obsolete. Technology has rendered us obsolete. There's no catching up. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And there was a panic. And I remember one of the people who had worked on some of them. There were some mechanical dinosaurs used in Jurassic Park where they had to interact with the cast and everything. And the company that made the mechanical dinosaurs was literally out there trying to imply that they had done the computer-animated dinosaurs, which looked far more impressive and realistic anyway. And, I mean, that's the panic that was going on. There were all these articles in the industry trade journals about just the incredible expense of computer animation and how they're always missing deadlines. And because these people aren't real Hollywood, it's impossible to work with them. They're spoiled. They think they're rising stars and blah, blah, blah. And, of course, today, hardly a movie gets made without computer animation. And so we're seeing the same thing. Up until this year, the U.S. government and the corporate media had deluded themselves into thinking that the independent media were just these fringe little people out there. They're not part of the establishment. They're not a threat to the establishment. We can, you know, tolerate them and just ignore them with dignity. And then all of a sudden, Trump winning was the watershed, when all of a sudden they had that moment, flash. Technology has rendered the old way of running a government obsolete, and there is no going back. And they're panicking exactly the same way all those Hollywood insiders did, exactly the same way the ruling class and the clergy reacted when Gutenberg rediscovered movable type printing. And all of a sudden, ordinary middle class people could buy books and read and learn. And it was a huge shock to the system back then. And that's what we're going through right now. And I'm not saying it's going to be smooth sailing from here. I think we can probably assume from this point on that a lot of people, you know, there are going to be people who get hurt. There have been people who've been hurt. There have been people who've already been killed. And that's a real risk that we all understand that we're taking. But in the long run, they're not going to be able to stop the march of progress. Nobody ever has. Hollywood now has accepted computer animation. The world in general has accepted literacy and inexpensive books and printing. And soon they're going to grudgingly accept a distributed, diverse citizen news system across the globe.
And that's a little wise after the video toaster, wasn't it?
Yeah. <Jurassic Park. laughs> Well, you know, there was actually one TV show that was done on the video toaster.
Babylon 5 and Sequest. My friend worked on Sequest.
Yes, yes, yes. And yeah. I was one of the original developers on the video toaster. I had a wire wrap version. I couldn't even close the computer case back up once it was installed because all the spaghetti that was out there. I wish I'd kept
Amiga
that.
Amiga was one of the best computers, Mike.
Oh, it was amazing. I loved that. I loved that machine. I really did. Anyway, listen, I'm going to let you go because we're running out of time, and I want to switch over to Buzzlow in Kalamazoo. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's
hey,
on
Mike,
your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey, Mike, you know, I was listening to your show last week, and I heard you mention that they gave Ellen DeGeneres an American Freedom Medal?
Yes.
Or something like that?
Yep.
Well, you know, I heard that, and I kind of rolled my eyes and just let it brush off my back, thinking, all right, political correctness, everybody gets a trophy type thing. But now I heard today it's really getting out of hand because they're actually going to christening a ship in Britain for Elton John. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that, and you know, but in the case of Sir Elton John, he's brought a lot of money into the British economy, and
I can understand that. What I also heard too is that the boat doesn't carry any guns or ammunition; it just rams other boats from behind.
Oh, come on. Tacky, funny but tacky.
Hey. I'm going to wait until they give you your American Freedom Award, okay?
Oh, I wouldn't hold your breath here. I'm not the kind of person that they give shiny gold things to make me look more impressive than I really am. You know, I'm at the point right now, I don't care. It's pointless. It doesn't
mean
anything anymore when they're handing these things out like...
Circle.
You know, they're handing these things out like they're prizes from a box of Cracker Jacks. I mean, they've totally discredited the Nobel Peace Prize. And as far as this Freedom Medal, Obama was simply handing them out to everybody who got up on TV and went out there supporting Hillary Clinton or bashing Donald Trump or, you know, who was a supporter of this liberal agenda. And that's all it was. And that's not what the medal is supposed to be for. As the name says, it was established to honor civilians who are working in the cause of freedom. And getting on up there and attacking Donald Trump and mandating vaccines and everything's got nothing to do with freedom. But then look how the Nobel Peace Prize has been perverted when they gave it to Al Gore's Group for Global Warming. What's that got to do with peace? And they've given it to some of the worst war criminals in history, including our current president.
That was really ridiculous. I mean, the guy was, in office, less than a month, and he's being handed prizes?
Yeah. I mean, that was really it. But, you know, that's part of how the propaganda works, because they will give plaques and medals and statues and everything to the people who they want the public to listen to and believe. And it's just part of the scam and the fraud. Oh, you want to listen to this person when he tells you humans are warming the earth because he's got statues and he's got Emmys and he's got medals and he's got all this other stuff. And these other people over here saying that the earth is actually cooling, they don't have plaques and medals or statues or anything, so you shouldn't pay attention to them. That's what that scam is all about. And that's why the Nobel Peace Prize goes to warmongers. And that's why the Freedom Medal goes to people who are simply out there propagandizing on behalf of Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, I hear it. All right, well, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Real quick, Mo in Florida, what's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Just stay with your thing there on global warming. I'm here in South Florida, and everybody's wearing sweaters and sweatpants. I just I know this doesn't mean anything, but that's early.
No,
are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, and it actually does mean something here. It's actually unusually cool here in Hawaii. We're at nighttime, we're down into the mid 60s.
You know,
all those girls on the beach are going back to the one piece bathing suits, which I find aesthetically offensive.
I'm doing very brief hula dances, but I'm sure you mentioned this, but you're aware of that 100 years ago Shackleton and Scott's record. Down there in the Arctic, they proved that the sea ice hasn't changed at all. It's just cyclical.
We ran that story a few days ago. And, of course, the new one now is there's this gigantic crack that's opened up in part of the ice that's floating on the ocean, and they're saying, see, it's melting, it's global warming. Well, no, the ice forms on Antarctica, and like the glaciers everywhere else on Earth, it flows down the side and out onto the water, and every so often it gets so heavy that it will simply break off, and it's got nothing to do with warming or cooling. Okay?
Yeah, I'll put my money with Shackleton and Scott.
We got to let you go here because, unfortunately, we've got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to take two more phone calls. Then we're going to close the phone line so I can get back and actually get you some news here because I'm falling way behind on my talking points. We're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Happy Friday to you, man. Hey, listen, I wanted to just talk about, Mike, you know what happened to how many of your colleagues in the independent media are being, you know, jammed and interfered with electronically the way you are?
As far as I know, most of them. You know, those who have very large server farms are a lot more able to deflect things. I'm on a single server, and as a result, it's unfortunately proven to be rather easy to overload it. But the good news is, and I just had the same question in an email, I've got things set up where the system responds to an attack, and it usually comes back anywhere between, you know, a minute to 2 minutes. But the more I'm hacked, the more obvious it is I'm having an influence and an impact. What was that? The old Native American tribe, the Crow. The Crow used to believe that their greatness was measured on how mighty their enemies were. And so by that criteria, I must be doing a good job. Certainly if the Washington Post thinks I'm a Russian stooge, I've attracted some attention somewhere.
Well, Michael, you're having a tremendous impact, believe me. But the point I want to make is I don't believe that Hillary on her own could or even the Democratic Party upping it one level could successfully mount a sustained attack for so long on so many sites. I have to believe that this is, you know, they're part and parcel. Of course, they're just corporate media is just the mouthpiece, the stenographers for the government. I think this is done by the government, and I think this will not.
You could very well be right. You could be very well be right. The reason it's definitely somebody who supports Hillary is given away by the specific files that they're trying to target to prevent them from being read by anybody else outside. But given that story coming out of Georgia, where the Department of Homeland Security was caught trying to hack their voter database, then, yeah, it could very well be entities within the government, could even be the NSA. They certainly aren't spending any time actually catching real criminals and malware writers or anything like that. In fact, the problem just seems to be getting worse and worse the more money the NSA gets. Again, it's a war of attrition. In a way, it's kind of like the Battle of Britain. We just deal with each attack as it comes on in, and then one day the attacks will simply stop and it'll be over.
You know, and at some point, Mike, I have to wonder, and I'm hoping because of the relationship that Trump has with the corporate. Can I hang here?
Yeah, go ahead and hang. We'll bring you back right after the network break.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction?
A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.